It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. On a Saturday, we're going to pray, and I know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And today I'm going to pray a prayer for you. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done as you begin. As you begin 2015, it is 2015, isn't it? It's a new year. Thank you for joining us here on BPN Radio and your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. We're praying this time and any time for another spiritual awakening in America, a revival taking place in 1,000 cities. And I'm believing for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. I am believing for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And the Holy Spirit has not told me to stop praying. If there was no hope, then he would have said, don't pray anymore. But I'm praying. I've been a prayer leader in this nation since 1967. I've been in ministry for 48 years, married for 53 years. And I've been sowing seed across America, around the world, traveling for the past 30 years. I've been a prayer leader in the White House and many other places, and I'm so thankful that you are joining me, that you are praying with me, because we are a force in the earth when we pray. Yes, we are. And I'm thankful that you are praying with me here on this Saturday, and I'm just so grateful, so thankful. And today, I'm going to be praying for you because I know that God has a wonderful plan for you in 2015. And so we're going to pray right now. Father, I just pray, Lord, for this hour of power, for the next hour here on BPN Radio, that people that are praying with me today, listening today, that they would be blessed. We set ourselves in agreement. You said, if any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And we set ourselves in agreement that your will is going to be done here on BPN Radio, this hour of power. And we know that we're making a difference. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so today we set our hearts in prayer today. And I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done during this next hour. I pray that you would speak to me and through me, Holy Spirit, to speak to people and pray with people today. This is not a teaching broadcast. It's not a preaching broadcast. This is a broadcast of prayer where we call people to pray. And if you have a prayer request and you'd like for our national prayer team to pray for your request, you can go to BPN Radio. That's the website, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, double-click, put your prayer request on that, submit it, and we have a team of people who are praying with you for the next 7 days concerning that. Let me just talk to you about your life. Let me talk to you about 2015. I just want to say to you that 2014 is over and done. And it's time now to move on with what God has planned for your life. It's time to move forward. There's a lot of people that just have a very difficult time of moving on. But I want to say Happy New Year to 2015. And I want to say bye-bye to 2014. So we're not carrying. I pray for you today that you will not carry the baggage of 2014 into 2015. Some of you carried the baggage of 2012, 2013 into 2014. And you must understand, as you continue to put things in that bag and put it on your shoulders, it gets heavier and heavier. And after a while, life becomes unbearable. It's just more than you can bear. It's more than you can handle. That's why there are so many people that are committing suicide every day in America, every hour in America. Someone says, I cannot bear anymore. I cannot take it anymore. And they give up on life. They take their own life when they really don't have that privilege to do that. You did not choose to be born. And it's not your option to choose when to die. And I know that eventually euthanasia will become very popular in America. People will choose when they die. But that is not the will, plan, and purpose of God. We do not choose when we're born, and we do not choose when we die. And so I declare in Jesus' name that the spirit of death is broken off of you now. The spirit of self-destruction is broken off of you now. I pray for you now that you will live and you will not talk. You will not talk about dying. You will not think about dying. For God has called you to live and not die and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. So you need to say after me, I will live. I will not die. And I will declare the wonderful works of the Lord for me, my family, and my life. And so I pray for you today. I pray in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you in the spirit just a little bit. Whether you believe in a prayer language or not, you receive this prayer. Don't you turn me off. I pray for you right now. I break the spirit of death off of you now. And maybe some of you are not talking about death, but the process begins with thoughts. I would be better off dead than alive. Maybe I need to just check out. And it begins to create a pattern, a plan in your mind. And then eventually you begin to talk about death. Then you begin to personalize death and say, it's me, I'm going to die. Then you begin to think of ways that you can end it all. I break that spirit. That is not of God. That is from the devil. That is from Satan. And with my helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, I bind and break that suicide spirit, that spirit of death, that spirit of self-destruction. I declare that those thoughts, those death thoughts, those death wishes. What is a death wish? I wish that I was dead. I wish that I'd never been born. I wish that I could check out. All of those death wishes are broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I bind every death word, every death wish, and every death word over you now in Jesus' name. And you will not carry the baggage from years past, 2014 and previous years. You will not carry. You will not carry that baggage in Jesus' name. You must leave it all behind. Let it go. And some of you trying to repair relationships that have been broken years ago. If I could only get it repaired, let it go, let it go, let it go. It's time to move on. If I only had not made that decision, that was an unwise decision, let it go. If I only hadn't said that, let it go. If I had only tried to have worked on my marriage while there was still hope, let it go. Go. There you cannot continue to bring years past into this year. It's too much baggage. It is unbearable. Let it go. And so we release the past, what could have been, might have been, should have been. I pray for these people that are listening today. In the name of Jesus, amando le brende, sharama, ne brisikite, shakobotori, bikita, la mandala breata. I intercede for them now in Jesus' name. Let 2013, 2012, 2011, 2014, let it go. We're going to start a new year. That's why we can say a happy new year. I believe that God designed rhythms in our life. He designed a 6-day week, a 7-day week, 6 days so we could work and 1 day so that we could rest. He designed 30 days, a month, so we could have a month to pay our bills and to pay our employees. And to settle everything up on a monthly basis to provide fruit for us. He designed a day in 24 hours. He designed a time of the day to work, a time to play, a time to pray, and a time to sleep. He designed the week, 6 days, to work and 1 day to rest. He designed the month so that we could have fruit for the month. And he designed a year, 365 days, that we could accomplish our dreams and visions. And then he said, we're going to start a new year. That's why we say Happy New Year, because we are releasing the past and we get to start a new year. And so we declare today is a happy new year. But some of you cannot be happy. You've chosen not to be happy. When I make my declarations during the day, I say I have choices to make. I can be sad or mad or glad. I can be happy. Happiness is a choice. And some of you have chosen not to be happy. You decide you're going to be sad. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you now. I bind that spirit of sadness and sorrow in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of guilt and shame. I take authority over the grief that you're going through because you made the wrong decisions. You make the wrong choices. We all make wrong choices in life. We all make wrong decisions, but we have to sometimes let it go. And the best time to let it go is when one year comes to a close and a new year begins, and a new year has begun. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And there are so many people in this nation that have lost their will to live. And the will to live is made up of different components. It's made up of a loss of will to work. People have lost their will to work. People have lost their will to pray. People have lost their will to go through difficult situations. People have lost their will to dream. People have lost their will to laugh. People have lost their will to speak what they believe, what they know is right. Some people have lost their will for life. And they have become just survivors. There are people today that are only surviving, and their whole thought process is, help me make it till Friday so that I can get another paycheck, so that I can maybe party or have a little fun on Saturday or Sunday. So, no. God did not call us just to be survivors. God called us to be dreamers. And so I'm going to repeat the prayer that I publish. You know, I publish a prayer every day for the last, 2.5 years. I've published a prayer, and you can get that prayer on letspraymerica.com. And just signing up, just put your name and your city, your church, if you want that information, or you can just put your email address. And you can click the button, and you get a prayer every day. It's about a 60-second prayer that you pray with me. And this prayer that I sent in yesterday, I like it. It says, Dear Father God, as we start a new year, may we purpose in our heart that we are going to live life to its fullest. We're going to be happy, leave the past behind, do your will. We declare that we are not entering into 2015 with the hurts, disappointments, and misunderstandings of 2014, that we are not taking that baggage into this new year. We will, however, take the unfulfilled dreams, visions, promises, and prophecies into this year, believing that this is our year to come out of debt, our year for divine health, our year of divine destiny, our year of divine connections, our year of promotion, our year of favor, our year of new relationships, our year of great celebration, our year of seeing your glory, Lord. We're determined this year to walk in love and forgiveness, in our year to leave the old behind and lay hold of the new. We have had old, and we've had new, and we like new better. So we shout out this day that this is the year of the new. We believe that this is the year. This is our year. Can you just take a moment to agree with me right now? This is our year. This is our year. Well, I put on some more worship music. What is it to say, Lord, I'm coming out of the old and I'm moving into the new. Will you do it? Father God, on this Saturday, I pray for people to come out of just being a survivor. They will determine that they are going to live life today. I'm praying for you today. Don't turn me off. You need these prayers, and I'm praying for you today as a prayer leader, as an intercessor, not just as a preacher or a prophetic voice, not just someone that's trying to host another radio show. This is not a radio show, just a broadcast. The Holy Spirit told me to lead prayer 24 hours a day over the internet, because people need to hear my voice anytime that they turn this broadcast on, day or night, when they go to bpnradio.com, where they're listening on their computer or on their iPhone, smartphone, are on their car radio by virtue of a transmitter. Little mechanism cost about $10 that they can tune in on the radio going down the road. Where, whatever, however they're doing it, however they're listening to my voice, you are hearing my voice as a man that loves you and cares for you. And I don't even know exactly who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to people across America, around the world. Anywhere there's an internet set up, people can pray with me. Around the clock, around the globe. And I'm praying for you right now. I'm interceding for you. I'm asking God to help you because some of you are in deep despair today. And 2015, you don't see any difference in 2015, 2014, but you feel much heavier. And the reason that you feel more heavy than ever before is because you are carrying baggage in from years past. Somebody died in 2008 and you're still grieving. There is a time to grieve. You know, the Bible said that the children of Israel grieved for 30 days for Moses. They did not do anything except grieve. Grief is a normal thing, but extended grief is not normal. I'm saying to you today, extended grief is not normal. Extended grief will bring about depression, oppression, will bring about sorrow and heartache and helplessness and lifelessness. It will set you up. It will set you up for all sorts of diseases because you must understand that grief will diminish your immune system and open the door for all kinds of sicknesses and disease and ill health. So I break the bondage of extended grief in your life. In Jesus' name, I break the bondage of extended grief in your life. In the name of Jesus, would you receive my prayer now? Would you receive my prayer now? Hallelujah. And just let me pray for you. Let me intercede for you. I know I'm on the right track because I'm praying now. I'm doing prophetic praying. I'm doing intercessory prayer. I am praying for you today on this Saturday because somebody is listening to my voice that desperately needs me to pray on your behalf. And those others of you that are intercessors or those that are listening, even if this prayer does not apply to you, would you set yourself in agreement? Because you never know who you're praying for. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command you to live and not die. Declare the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. I declare it's not over until it's over. Until he says it's over. And so life has become unbearable because you're caring so much. You know, there's three people groups. There are those that are museum keepers, and all they think about is what used to happen. And it may be they just live on good thoughts. If I could only go back to when my mama was alive, when my daddy was alive, when my husband was alive, when my brother was alive, when my wife was alive, when our children were at home. And you hear these people talking about it. Oh, when Brother So-and-so was our pastor, those were the best days of our church. And all they are is just museum keepers. Now, I'm not criticizing you, so don't turn me off. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying God did not call us just to be museum keepers. Then there's another group called the settlers. And the settlers, they are just willing to live life in a normal pace. And all they think about is when they're going to retire, when they can cash in on the 401k, when they can take another vacation, when they can just have a day off. That's all they think about. They're willing to settle. And they like things the way it always has been. They don't want change. When people tries to talk to them about change, they get quite upset. They're the settlers. And you know, this is, I'm not being critical of you, this is a good people group because it's usually the settlers that help finance everything else. And so I speak a blessing on the settlers. I speak a blessing on the museum keepers, even though that's they're just thinking about the way it all could have been, the way it has been. And then we have a new group called the Pioneers. And the Pioneers are the ones that help come and discover America, willing to risk their lives, willing to make unusual sacrifices. They're the Pioneers. And they're always willing to get out of the boat and walk on the water. They're willing to sacrifice their own resources. They're willing to sacrifice their time, their energies. They, the Pioneers, never look to retire. They never look to try to make it better for themselves. They're always looking to start something, to help somebody, to take a risk. One more mountain. They have the spirit of Caleb. Caleb was a pioneer. He said, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. And so even though he was 80 years old, he said, I'm as strong as I ever was. And so we just declare that there are museum keepers, settlers, and they're pioneers. And I pray for the pioneers today. And I pray that many people today that are listening will get a pioneer spirit. The spirit of the pioneers will be imparted to you. And I pray for you today that you will not turn around, that you will keep going forward, that you will leave the baggage of 2014 in 2014. Some people says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I think that is a false statement, because if it's sin, it's going to follow us and it's going to bring great hurt and great pain. But I'm telling you, we need to leave 2014, whatever's happened in 2014, the good, the bad, the ugly. We just need to let it go, leave it in 2014, and carry with us out of 2014 the promises, the prophecies, and the dreams and the visions. And we need to purpose in our heart that we're going to leave it all behind and we're going to move forward. And we will not turn back. We're moving forward because there's incredible things ahead of us. And I pray for you today. I intercede for you today. Would you receive the prayers that I'm praying for you now? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And I just declare that God is at work in your life. We just take a few moments just to pray yourself and just say, I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to leave 2014 behind. I'm going to leave the baggage. It's just unbearable, unbearable pain. I'm going to leave it behind. And I'm going to take hold of 2015. You know, the words of your mouth are very, very important. So why don't you just speak to God? Just spend a little time in prayer right now. Well, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network. Dale Gentry here, and delighted that you are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network here on BPN Radio as we pray together. And this is your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're thankful to have you as prayer partners here on BPN Radio. If you'd like to donate to BPN Radio, become a contributor, you can go to our website at www.bpnradio.com or just bpnradio.com. Go to the bottom of the page, and there is a donate button, and you can pay by PayPal, you can pay by credit card, or there's information to send a check there, and we would be delighted for you to contribute to this ministry. We thank you for praying with us, and we want you to tell your friends about BPN Radio. Remember that I send out a daily prayer on that you can pray with me, and there's about, I think, about 6,000 people have signed up for that, and you can pray with me by going to letspray.com. letspray.com. And so today we are praying here on this Saturday. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Some days I'm just here praying with you. Some days I have other people joining me and sharing different things and praying. But it's all about prayer. Whatever subject we're doing, what we're talking about, we end up praying. And I remember not too long ago that I heard about this New Year's Eve prayer service. And me being a man of prayer, I tuned in to the prayer service, but they never prayed. They talked about prayer. They talked about the power of prayer. They talked about what prayer could do in their lives, but they never got around to praying. So I want us to pray. This is a prayer session. This is a prayer broadcast. And I just want to read a scripture to you because I'm praying for you today. Here's what David said. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence come my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel should neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day or smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord, listen to this now, the Lord shall preserve you. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul, that's your mind, will, and emotions. The Lord shall preserve your going out, your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. I want to tell you, here on the broadcast on this Saturday, the Lord is preserving you when you go out, when you come in, when you rise up, when you lie down. He is preserving you. The guardian angels are encamping around about you, keeping you. I remember several years ago I was invited to the nation of Haiti to minister, and before I was to leave, there was a warning from the American consulate, the American government, that there should be no travel to Haiti because of certain circumstances that were going on there. And so I was contemplating canceling my trip, and I was in South Texas ministering. And a lady came up to me after the service and said to me, when you arrived in Haiti, I saw three warring angels. I saw two on the side of you and one behind you that were going with you to protect you. And I read in the Bible where one angel killed 165,000 men. One killed 165,000. And she gave me this prophetic word, this word of promise, that three guardian angels were going before me. Wow, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. So I said, I'm going. So Gene and I went to Haiti. Some others went to Haiti with us. We had an incredible time gathering pastors and leaders together. It was an amazing time of ministry anointed by the Holy Spirit. And we went safely, came back safely, because He assigns His guardian angels to encamp around about us. So I declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon is going to be formed against you, or that has been formed against you, will prosper. And every voice that rises against you in judgment, we shall condemn. I declare in Jesus' name that you can face the future, for the Lord is with you. guardian angels, ministering angels are with you. The Father God, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is with you today. I declare in the name of Jesus, I pray with you today that there are more with you than is against you. There are more for you than is against you. If you can believe, all things are possible. So I pray for you now. I pray for you to go forward. I pray the pioneer spirit be upon you. The willingness to move forward in life. You can do it. The willingness to work. The will to work. The will to play. The will to pray. The will to get up in the morning time and give God the first part of your day. You say, how am I going to face the future? Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. You must establish new patterns and principles in your life. Old patterns must be broken. Just sleeping the day away or getting up and rushing out into the day, always running late. Will you stop it in Jesus' name? Always running late for work, always late for a meeting, always late getting out of bed, hitting the snooze alarm, or just wasting the day away. I pray for you right now. I pray in Jesus' name that a new rhythm and new patterns will be established in your life. There will be a new order, and that disorder, I pray that disorder will be deleted out of your life. The delete button will come on. You'll delete disorder, and there will be a new order in your life. I pray for you a new order in the name of Jesus. I pray for it in Jesus' name. So what time are you going to get up in the morning? Are you going to get up in just in time to skip your breakfast or have a donut as you run out the door? Why don't you establish some priorities in your life? I pray that you will now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I'm praying with you that priorities will be established. And so what are your priorities? You know, there's going to be some priorities. And, you need to establish what those are. My priority is to spend the first part of my day in prayer, ministering to the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit minister to me, get my spirit quiet. And then I want to spend some time with my wife. We love having a cup of coffee each morning and thinking about our day and praying about our day, and me not on the telephone with people and not looking at my computer or trying to text somebody. Spending quiet time with my wife, that's very, very important. And then of us having the prayer of agreement, agreeing together, making our faith declarations together, praying for our children, our grandchildren, our spiritual children, our spiritual grandchildren, thanking God for His blessings, expressing our gratitude to Him, praying the will of God be done in our lives. And then, you know, I like to have some exercise. I like to have some breakfast. I like to do these BPN radio broadcasts. So I need to get up early. You say, well, I'm just a night person. You know, you can stay up nights and waste nights away. But if you get up early in the morning, give God the first part of your day. I like to give God the first hour of my day. The Lord spoke to me in 1966, said, son, give me the first hour of your day. I'll change your life. So I'm just telling you, there are opportunities that you have in life, and you need to start a new year and write down some priorities in your life. What are the priorities in your life? You say, well, I have to be at work at a certain time. Well, determine what you need to do before you go to work. What is it you need to do? And don't always be rushing around here or there. Allow the Holy Spirit to set a new rhythm in your life. So I'm praying for you right now. Lord, set priorities in our life this year. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And most of us have work to do. And some people have flexible schedules if they're in business some other form. But some people have a duty to be at work at a certain time. But before that day begins, Lord, I just pray for people right now. Before their day begins, before the job begins, before they go to work, that they will establish some patterns in their lives. What is their rhythm? Let's set some rhythm. Let's set some priorities. So time with our companion, if we're married. Or if we're not, time with you, Father God. We just need to spend time in prayer. And if you're going to have breakfast, if you got children at home, have a breakfast, have a peaceful breakfast. Have prayer time with your family. That is so important. Praying, if you're married, praying with your husband or your wife. That's so very, very important. Getting to work a few minutes early. Not rushing through the door. Getting yourself established and realizing that you are on this earth. You are in this life to serve other people. So when you go to work, you can say, how are you doing? How are you making it? Is there anything I could pray with you about? Is there anything I can do for you? And ask God to set up divine appointments and divine connections for you. Can we just pray right now for divine appointments and divine connections? I pray it each day because there may be people that God wants me to call, speak in, somebody that may show up in my life. So let's pray right now. Father, we just pray for divine appointments and divine connections. In Jesus' name, divine appointments and divine connections. We also pray. You just go ahead. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray right now. I don't want to do all the praying. You pray a little bit. Father God, we just pray today. You're on the Saturday broadcast on BPN Radio. We just pray today for divine appointments, divine connections. In Jesus' name, let your will, plan, and purpose be done. But we know that you desire to put people in our lives that are key people in our lives. And they have keys to open doors that we could never open, that we could never go through. We thank you for these people. And we ask that you put them in our lives, in Jesus' name. And we also ask, Father God, today that you eliminate some people out of our lives. And this is a very difficult prayer, I know, for you to pray, but I'm asking you to pray as you come into 2015 that there are certain people in your life that is simply baggage. They're baggage in your life, baggage. And they do not edify, exhort, or comfort you. You understand, those three ingredients must be included in relationships that God has put you into. Do they exhort you? Do they encourage you? Do they comfort you? Do they promote you? Do they celebrate you? Do they make you feel good about yourself? Are they making a contribution to your life? Are they time wasters? Are these people just people that want to talk about themselves and their troubles? And they never ask you, how are you doing? Or is there anything I can do for you? And when something wonderful happens, they are never willing to celebrate with you. Some people need to be eliminated out of your life. I know that's very difficult. But I just want you to ask the Holy Spirit right now, Lord, who is it as I come into 2015 that's going to be eliminated out of my life? I want you to pray that. I'm going to get me a drink of water here. My voice getting a little raspy, and then I'm going to be back to set myself specifically in agreement with this. Just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, who is it that I'm no longer to be in a relationship with? And I'm not talking about your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or your mother, father, sister, brother. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people other than that, outside of your inner family circle. I want you to ask God about it. Pray. Father, on this Saturday, I set myself in agreement with these people that I'm praying with that are listening. I don't believe it's any accident they're listening to this broadcast. I pray for them today that they will be willing to eliminate some people out of their lives. That doesn't mean they no longer love them or they care for them. It just means they're not going to keep calling them. They're not going to let these people that are wasting their time have priority in their life. They're going to be good stewards of their time. And they're going to realize that some friends are not forever. Some friends are not forever. Some relationships are not forever. Some are only seasonal. And so I declare in Jesus' name that you're going to speak to people as I pray with them right now about people that's to be eliminated out of their lives. And they may wish them a Merry Christmas, or they may send them a note on their birthday, but they're not going to be in close relationship with these people. And I know that this is a very difficult prayer for some people to pray, because there are certain people that we are in relationship with that may have a controlling spirit over us, a dominating or dominating spirit. In other words, there's an inordinate soul tie there, an inordinate soul tie. And what is an inordinate soul tie? That's someone that you're tied to soulishly, not spiritually. I have some people that I'm very tied to in the realm of the spirit, but not in the realm of the soul. The soul, the soulish realm, you become connected to them in not in an ordinate fashion, not in an ordinate way. You have an inordinate soul tie with them. And it's like, man, I just can't live without them. Or I just, I just need them in my life. I need them. I need them. I depend on them. And consequently, they're a part of every one of your decision-making process. And you can't make a decision without them. And you must have their approval. And you must have their agreement. And pretty soon they're controlling your life, manipulating your life. And it becomes a very ungodly thing. It's an ungodly thing. It happens in the realm of Christianity where people try to control your life. And I just bind that spirit of control. I bind that spirit of manipulation. I declare that it has no place in you. In the name of Jesus, just has no place. No place in you. No authority over you. In Jesus' name. And this is probably one of the most demonic things in the church, particularly in Christendom today. People that try to control and manipulate your life, and they use the name of Jesus. They do. They use the name of Jesus. And if they can't control you, they'll control you in one way. They'll find another way. They'll say, well, the Holy Spirit told me this about you. Or God gave me this word about you. I pastored a church one time where I had a woman who sat by her telephone and controlled maybe 40, 50 people in the congregation. Every time they need a word, they'd call her. Every time they would need to hear something that they were supposed to do, they called her. And she began to control and manipulate people in the congregation. In the house of God, a demonic thing. That was a demonized thing. Even attempted to control me. And so we have it in the church, and I bind it. It's a Jezebel spirit. In the name of Jesus, I come against it now. It's a demonized thing. Jezebel spirits in churches that tries to control the pastor, the pastor's wife, women, Jezebel women of the church who tend to take over being the first lady in the church. wives who don't want to, pastors' wives that don't want to participate in the church. They don't want to be a part of supporting their husband. A Jezebel comes along and becomes the first lady. It's a demonic thing. I know I'm getting into deep waters, but I did not start in the ministry last year. I started in 1966, and I'm talking to you today declaring in the name of Jesus what's going on in your life. I'm praying. I'm doing some prophetic praying today. And I bind all controlling, manipulating spirits. You need to get these people out of your life. 2015 is here. Those people that are not making any type of contribution. Oh, you say, but we've been friends for so long. We've been fishing buddies for so long. I mean, we went to high school together. I met them on Facebook again. I've been reconnected. Yeah, you got a problem. And I bind it in Jesus' name. Inordinate people in your life. People that are not making contributions. Just get off of Facebook and pray a while. Hallelujah. Ted, about let the Holy Ghost become your best friend. Oh, I've got this best friend. Let your Holy Ghost become your best friend in addition to your husband or your wife. In the name of Jesus, it's a new year. Happy New Year. And that means that you cannot carry the baggage, the burden, the sorrows, the heartaches, the disappointments, the disenchantments of 2014 into 2015. I pray for you now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Thank you, Father God. I'm going to pray in the Spirit for you. Intercede for you now in the name of Jesus. I break off that spirit of grief and sorrow. I break off those inordinate relationships, those that you have soul ties with, those that are not making contributions to your life, those that are not edifying you, comforting you, exhorting you, those who are taking up your time, those of you that just those that are just wanting to talk about themselves, they just want to criticize other people. They are not edifying you. They are not making any type of contribution. I break and bind the soul tie that you have with them in the name of Jesus. Some of you even have soul ties. I know I'm getting in deep water, but let me finish. I've only got about 6 or 7 more minutes. Some of you have soul ties with certain television programs. Some of you have an inordinate soul tie with somebody on the movie screen. You don't even know. You've never met. You have fantasies about them, and I bind all of those fantasies in Jesus' name. Some of you have an inordinate soul tie with sports. If you miss a certain ball game, it just ruins your day. If you try to record something and you get home to watch it, it didn't record. I mean, it just fouls up, messes up your whole day because you have an inordinate soul tie with sports. Listen to me. I'm praying with you now, and I pray that you will get your priorities in order. In Jesus' name, your time with God, your time with your companion, your time with your children, before they go to bed at night, before they go to school tomorrow. Listen to me, fathers. The most wonderful time that you can have with your son or with your daughter is at bedtime. When you go into their room and you pray with them and you speak peace over them and that they can go to peace, to sleep peacefully. In Jesus' name, I pray for you fathers that you will have time with your children before they go to sleep at night. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will have time with your children before they go off to school, that you will bless them. You know, Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights with these words ringing in his ears from his Father God. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And your children need to go off to school receiving a ringing endorsement from you. And if the father is absent from the home, you mothers can do that. But children, they don't need to go to school in a frenzy. They don't need to go to school being put down and saying you're always late and you didn't make up your bed and you didn't pick up. They need to be endorsed when they go to school. They need to be complimented. They need to go with a spirit of faith, with you saying, son, you're going to do great today. You're a champion. And daughter, sure proud of you and sure love you. And you're going to do well in school, and God is going to help you today. Husbands need to be endorsing their wives, and wives need to be complimenting their husbands as they go off to work. You wives need to be praying the hedge of protection over your husband. There are seducing spirits out there. Women that have their eye on your husband. You don't have to be jealous about it. You need to be secure in your marriage. But you do need to know that your husband is going to face some situations out there. You need to be praying the hedge of protection about your husband, letting your husband know that you love and appreciate him, and you're fulfilling every need of his life, every need of his life. So I pray for you as you go into 2015. I pray that you'll make a list of your priorities. And you'll begin to work on those priorities. And whatever time you have to get up in the morning, you say, well, I have to get my sleep. Well, just go to bed a little bit earlier. But the morning time is so powerful. It's so powerful. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. I want you to take a few seconds just to meditate on what I prayed with you about today. Would you do that? What I prayed with you about today. Just meditate for a few moments. Well, my time is gone. And if you missed any of this broadcast, remember that this broadcast is repeated every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day. And I thank you for listening to BPN Radio. I thank you for praying with me today. I'm so thankful to have you. Why don't you tell other people about BPN Radio? I trust that I've helped you. And I close the broadcast today by just blessing you and declare that you are blessed. You have a good day. And you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. I just want to say to you, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Be listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.